This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional Special, a one-off. We're coming away from our current series just for me to bring you this word that was given to me yesterday through Facebook. And when I saw it, my heart leapt. If you've got your Bible, turn with me to Isaiah, the 41st chapter. Isaiah, the 41st chapter. And we're going to look at verse 10. Now, you know me by now. When I know God Almighty Himself is speaking words, prophetic words, then my attention is immediately pricked. Because, beloved, so often people say to me, the Lord never speaks to me. Never talks to me. Well, today, God Almighty Himself is going to talk to you through the words of His prophet Isaiah. Our Lord God says these words, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." Oh, amazing words from God. Ah, but David, he's not talking to us personally. He's talking to Israel. You see, right after that, in verse 11, God says, "See, all your enemies lie there, confused and humiliated. Anyone who opposes you will die and will come to nothing. You will look in vain for those who tried to conquer you. Those who attack you will come to nothing." He's talking about Israel. But this is the wonderful thing. If you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, we have been grafted in to the nation of Israel. How? Because that's what God has decided to do. If you turn with me real fast to Romans, the 11th chapter and verse 11, this is what it says. Paul is saying, "But some of these branches from Abraham's tree," in other words, Israel. And then he goes on to say, "Some of the people of Israel have been broken off. And you Gentiles," that's us because we're not Jewish, "but you Gentiles who were branches from a wild olive tree have been," watch, "grafted in. So now you also receive the blessing God has promised Abraham and his children, sharing in the rich nourishment from the root of God's special olive tree." That is Romans, the 11th chapter, verse 17. So now, what do I do? Well, quite simply this. I know that I know that I know that when God is talking about Israel, God is talking about me. I know this. When God is talking about Israel, beloved, He is talking about you and speaking directly to you. Because through His word and through His servant Paul, we have been grafted in. Romans, the 11th chapter and verse 17 says that. If you're taking notes, please write this down. Romans 11, 17. It's really important. It is so vital that before I go any further, you understand that you have been grafted in. So when God is talking about Israel, he's talking directly to you. And he says to you today, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Just those words alone. Let there not be any fear in you. Why? Because God Almighty is with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. And this is wonderful. He says, today, to you, to me, right now, if you've been feeling weak and jaded and tired and stressed, he says, I will strengthen you and help you. That means you don't have to try and struggle on your own. Why are you struggling on your own? Why are you looking at the issue? Why are you looking at the problem and not looking at God? In the United Kingdom, as you know, very recently we held a referendum as to whether we would stay in the continent of Europe and be part of the EU, or whether we would leave and become an independent nation away from Europe. We voted, and we voted 52% to leave the EU and 48% to stay in the EU. Now that is significant, because what we're seeing in this country at the moment are all sorts of ramifications. We are seeing governments falling. We are seeing opposition benches falling. To date, there have been 40 resignations. The Prime Minister himself has resigned, and there will be a new Prime Minister in place in September. All sorts of things are happening. The pound is crashing against the dollar. It is at the lowest rate it's been for 31 years. Economically, we are going through a nightmare. But then you see this scripture, and God says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. He is saying that that is what he's going to do. So why should we be worried? Why should we be concerned? Why should we be scared? Why should we be nervous? We shouldn't be. And it's not only the state of the nation of the UK, but it is the state of you personally. As you look at the financial problems you have, as you think about the fact that you can't find a job, as you consider that you have been given a bad report from the doctor and you are facing death, God says this to you. Are you listening to me? God himself, beloved, is speaking to you directly. And I know that this word is so vital for you. I know. And the reason I know it is because as soon as I saw that scripture posted to me on Facebook, I knew that it was significant in your life. And it is. Oh, David, it's easy for you to say, don't be afraid. No, it's not easy at all. But what I am doing is quoting you scripture, the inspired word of God. It is the scripture that we follow because we call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves followers of the way. We're not religious. We just follow Jesus. We are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And His Father is saying to you right now, stop all of this fighting. Stop all of this stress that you're feeling. You have no need to feel stressed. Why? He says it right here. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. That means He's not gone anywhere. He is there. You may well feel that He's not there, but He is. Sometimes He looks on you and he smiles. And the reason He smiles is because He sees your struggle. And He says, if you don't want to look toward Me, then you're going to have to try and figure it out on your own. But do you know what? I've never left you. I am here beside you right now. I am here watching over you. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. There is so much hatred, so much discouragement in this United Kingdom right now. And I don't know what you think about this situation in the UK, where you are in the world. But we know this. God's got this. I said this yesterday. God has got this. Whatever problem you are facing, it doesn't matter what it is, how big or how small. It really doesn't matter, because God Almighty is saying again to you today, as He did yesterday, I've got this. I love it when He says these words. I will hold you up with My victorious right hand. Holding me up means that I cannot be ashamed. My head no longer needs to be bowed, but I can look to Him and say, thank You, Jesus, for what You have done in my life. Thank You, Lord, that You have planted humility into my life. You have made me humble. In Jesus' mighty name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love You and we adore You. Thank You for Your word today that sets us free. Sets us on a new and different road, Lord. I thank You, and I worship Your holy name. And I say, I will never leave You. I will never part from Your pathway, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.